Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a woman who, in a large store, doesn't like to use the dressing room. I could be reading from a couple that likes to go to frat parties so he can watch his wife get fucked by frat boys. And I could be reading from the girl down the street. You know the one. She has a babysitting club. But it's not for the right reason, if you know what I mean. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic fantasies, questions, fetishes, anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at Nikki at DearNikki.com or anonymously through the website at DearNikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession, question, or really anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. First of all, I want to thank Laura from the Sinful Ladies podcast and Dawn from Kinky Frame of Mind to their party. It was absolutely, absolutely fun. And as I told them both last night, and the company was even more delicious. I will say that. If you don't listen to them, please, please go and listen to their podcast. Send them a note to tell them I said hello and sent them their way. Sent you their way. There we go. I'm still just a little fuzzy from this weekend. It's Monday and just trying to catch up. That's what Mondays are for, after events, is downtime and catching up. So I want you to know that I had an amazing time. Is this something I'd go to again? Hands down, 100%. It would be easily something I would take to someone that's either a newbie or someone that has been in the lifestyle for years. So there's no one section or another. This is something that I definitely feel that I would say 35 plus was the majority of, and when I mean plus, there were actually couples there 55 or plus. So there was a decent adult range of people. And when I mean an adult range, I also mean sizes. So it wasn't, there was, you know, thin people, medium size, and BBWs there as well. But the most important thing that I loved is everybody was down to earth. I did not meet one person that was shying away. And I'm talking just meeting these people and then them realizing who I was and things like that. They didn't know visually who I was. So I didn't meet one rude person whatsoever. Everybody was accommodating. It flowed. It was fun, music, there was food, there was places to smoke both cigarettes and pot separately if you wanted to. It was just an amazing, amazing time. Stories I heard, quite amazing. There was one, and I'm not going to tell you who it is unless they reveal themselves later, but this person proceeded to tell me how they had came. And get this, ladies and gentlemen, and it was a man, by the way, let's be that up front, 11 times in 1 hour. And I did the math, so please, I know most of you listen to me on your drive in the morning to work. So that means he had an orgasm every 5 minutes and 45 seconds. So Okay, the math's out of the way. So finally, last night, because it's been in my head, he told me that Friday night before we went to the bar. And in my head, all weekend, it's playing in my head. And I've had to do the math several times just because I wasn't believe the math and was mathing, but it maths. So when I finally asked him last night, because it just, every time I went to ask him, he went one way and I went one way. And it just, I never got to ask. So I was doing it by chat last night. And he explained it to me. He uses his Kegel muscles. So it's not like he empties and then we go again in 5 minutes, 45 seconds. That's the part I couldn't get my head around. And the way he explained it to me was he uses his Kegel muscles. So he'll come a little bit. So it's kind of like a teapot, let the steam off, come a little bit, pull back, keep going, let the steam off, pull back. But he did say this, by the time he got done, like the hour, he was really sore and completely tired. So is anybody looking for a record to break? I mean, that is just, wow. That is just, now I wasn't there to witness it, but both him and his girlfriend assured me it can be done. So if you do use your Kegel muscles to shut off an orgasm and bring it back, gentlemen, because we know ladies can multiple orgasm, how much? How often? I mean, what's your top score, should we say? Maybe? I don't know. That I would really like to know that. I'd really like to know your top score for orgasms within the hour. Okay, got that out of the way. That's something, maybe I should have ended with that. I don't know. Because that's the one part that really stuck in my head. So Friday night, I was picked up at the hotel and we go to a Mexican restaurant. And in the car, the girlfriend goes, "Oh, you realize this is where we're taking you to the Mexican restaurant where you take all our threesomes." And I was like, okay, so is this a proposal? This is a proposal. I don't know if this is a proposal. No, I think it's tongue in cheek. So I kind of went with it like it was tongue in cheek. I have no idea. Then we went after dinner, which was a lovely dinner. I enjoyed the conversation and we went to a bar afterward. What I liked about this bar, what I thought was interesting, and this brings another question, is they said there's two bars in Wichita. One is a full swinger bar and the other one is, half of the bar is called Swingers Row, but it's one of those, from what I gathered, you'd have to be a local to know that it's Swingers Row. And it is true. You can see the normal, do I dare say, clientele on one side, like half of it. And then you can see where, not that there's a line in the sand or on the bar floor saying Swingers Row this way, but you could clearly see after one point that people were awful friendly. So my question is, and I guess you would really have to be into the local scene to know these things. Do you have a bar or a restaurant or any establishment, even a bowling alley in town that you could go to and there's a quote unquote Swingers Row that you know locally that if you sit on that side, then you're looking to pursue or have other relations with other people? That's where I'm curious about. Does every town have one, or does the next town over have one? And if so, how do you find out about them? Because that is kind of a curious thing to have such a, you know, I would know because I'm not that into the local crowd, but I do know someone, one of my good friends here in town that's lived here her entire life, probably could tell me where I could find one. So that was pretty much Friday night. Saturday, I slept in. No, I really didn't sleep in my internal alarm clock. I got up and did some errands and kind of got to know the Wichita. I think Dixon was the next town over that I went to, I think. They had some dinosaurs there, but that's not sexy. So we get to the party, and this is where I'm telling you that it's just connections everywhere. I did not feel unwelcome, was checked in, got my the hospital wrist bracelets that you get at every party that you go to or all inclusives that you go to, right? Okay. There was a, it just was, I am always amazed that in this environment that people can, of all walks of life, can have such a nice time and congregate and talk and be with each other. You know, there's nothing like that. I do have to say that this is the first party I've been to that I've seen bunnies giving lap dances in the middle of the dance floor. This is the first time I've seen a naked bunny hopping down the way. All in all, it was an amazing time. If you are out in the Midwest and or even looking to travel from further, definitely something I would recommend. Definitely low-key, definitely a very friendly atmosphere. You can meet all walks of life of couples and come out with some really, really great friends and connections and maybe even a play partner or two. So again, don't forget to look up Kinky Frame of Mind and Sinful Ladies. Tell them I said hello and go to one of their parties. It's definitely something that I think that you would have fun at. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, let's have a whiskey, with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, this story is one from the past. It occurred on the 4th of July weekend about 10 years ago, so I was in my early 30s. I was invited to hang out at my stepbrother's lake house. The promise of hanging out on the lake was enough to get me to make the drive. However, when I got there, I saw that the view would be like for the weekend. His new wife had twin daughters, not the identical type, that were home from their first year of college. Unknown to me until I got there, they were also staying along with two of their friends, Haley and Stephanie. Not their real names, of course. The view was provided by the girls having two modes of dress, bikinis, short shorts with tank tops. All four girls have been on soccer teammates and athletic bodies to show for it, even a year at college. As I did not really know them, the conversation was very light when I arrived. However, I could tell that Haley would be looking at me when she thought I was distracted. After a day on the lake, which included laying in the sun, we all became a lot more friendly, especially Haley, and the conversation opened up to when all the other adults were not in earshot. This was enough to keep me on high alert, but all of them had boyfriends, and at the age difference made between me, doubtful that anything would happen. Looking back at this took any pressure off the risk of blowing a chance, because I did not have one. I was amazed to learn that Haley had broken up to her boyfriend about a month ago. He was a year younger and had just graduated high school. When we got back to the lake house, the girls went to the house to get changed, and I stayed behind on the dock with my stepbrother and his wife. It was good to catch up with them, but I could not keep focused on the conversation, and they were quickly starting to show the effects of drinking on the dock. Fast forward to later in the evening after dinner and a few hands of cards and a few drinks, everyone was slowly drifting away, calling it an evening. I found myself alone with three of the girls. The conversation started mild enough, college experience and the transition to adulting afterward. Gradually, the conversation turned to sex, and each were sharing some of the fun experiences they had during their first year of college. Nothing too crazy, but they did enjoy their first year. Even shared a few of mine, careful not to come across as bragging or one-upper. The other girls noted that Haley was more modest, but did not push her when she withdrew a little. When the topic of oral sex came up, Stephanie took the initiative to get the male perspective on going down on a girl. She wanted to know what a guy's thoughts of taste and smell. I answered from my perspective, but filled them in on how much the taste turned me on. After a little coaxing from them, I described it. It was my favorite to warm up when the first orgasm from oral before doing any penetration. This was a foreign concept to them, a guy taking his time and enjoying performing oral on a woman. What has your experience been? I asked them. Again, the answers were about as I expected. was exciting when it occurred for them, but was brief and was more of an afterthought by their guys. Haley nodded along, but didn't add any examples. As it got late, we all decided to call it a night. We each headed to our rooms. I had a small room to myself on the bottom level, off the rec room, and the girls' room and the master were on the other levels. Being off the rec room, there was only a half a bath, and it was across the hall. I had a little trouble sleeping with the thought of the girls and the conversation going through my head. About 2 a.m, I got up to get a drink of water. When turning off the light in the bathroom to make my way back across the room, I saw a cell phone light in my room. It was Haley, dressed in an oversized t-shirt. "I was hoping I could ask you 4 more questions without the other girls around," she said sheepishly. "No problem," I said, entering the room and closing the door behind me. "What's up? I noticed that you were quiet for parts of the conversation." "The other girls are more experienced than me, and I did not want to let them know. My boyfriend only would briefly kiss me down there. I've never had a guy actually..." She paused and looked down at the ground. "Taste you?" I asked. "Yes," she said with a whisper. "Never mind, I shouldn't have disturbed you." As she turned to lean, I grabbed her wrist and she stopped. Standing in front of me but not looking me in the eyes, she went on to say, "You see, having a guy go down on me is something that I've wanted to experience. The way you described it and how you enjoyed it. I just thought..." We stood there for what I'm sure seemed like forever to her. I waited for her to look up and meet my gaze. When she did, I said, "If you want to have an experience like this, it has to start with a slow simmer and build." With this, she bit on her lower lip, and I could see the anticipation and desire build in her eyes. I lowered my hands to the hem of her shirt and lifted it up over her head, pausing to look her over with arms extended to shed the shirt. She was beautiful, olive skin, athletic build, and perky breast. Her nipples were erect. Pulling the shirt up over the remainder of her arms, I traced down her body with the backs of my hands. When I reached her panties, I turned my hands over and guided her hips, backing her up until we reached my bed. Sitting her down on the edge, I leaned in to give her a kiss as my hands slowly explored her body. I pulled off her panties and started to kiss her around her breast. Her breathing changed as at that point I knew she was ready. My fingers went between her legs. I began lightly, ever so lightly, stroking her vulva, and then ever so carefully parting her lips to stroke her clit. I slowly worked my way down, kissing as I went, pausing at times just to let my breath warm her skin. Reaching her sex, I could see and smell her arousal from the buildup of my touch earlier. The lips of her vulva had blossomed, swollen like an exotic flower. I brushed my lips against her labia. She let out a small moan. She opened her legs wider. This was a primal reaction to open herself to me. Using my fingers as I parted her outer lips and exposed her fully, deciding to build her no longer, I dove in, licking from her opening and slowly up until I reached her clit. "Please eat me," she cried. I did my best to show her what she had been missing. The scent of her passion, the wetness, building further my excitement. With her reactions were building as well. Her body was writhing with the intense pleasure of my mouth. She thrust her hips forward, further invited me to enjoy her taste. Her inner thighs and my face became slippery with the dew of her arousal. With a deep breath, she pushed over the edge and I could feel her opening pulsing, her body tense with passion, and she continued to thrust her pelvis upward, her swollen vagina gaping and twitching with her dissipating orgasm. Sensing her starting to come down from the high, I sank down and allowed the cool air to reach her wet sex. With a final whimper, she went limp on the bed. With a final lap of her sweet juices, I traveled up her body to give her a taste of what I've been enjoying. Any hesitation that she had quickly dissipated as she returned the kiss. "I can't believe what I've been missing." Smiling, she looked down at the bulge and wet spot of pre-cum that had formed in the front of my shorts. "I think there's another taste I'd like to experience tonight." Thank you for all that you do reading these stories. I'll start working on part 2 when she returns the favor, and maybe a story of our final experience together. Nate. Well, hello, Nate. How are you? I'm laughing, and I think you know why I'm laughing, right? How are you? I am so happy that you had this. I got a similar experience around, probably I might have been her age, from a gentleman. It's very nice when someone can have someone of experience, and I'm not meaning of age, just experience, that knows what they're doing, to allow them experience the things that they are wanting to partake and enjoy, or at least explore with them. Hands down, would have ran to you myself at that age. So would have. Saying that, I think that's why what really turned me on about this, Nate, was the fact that I like when a man takes control. And I don't mean in a domineering control my life way, because that's just not going to happen. But in the bedroom, I do become a submissive. So I like the man that I'm with, hello lover, to when he does take control and showing that he has needs, wants, and desires, and is not afraid to try. Tell me that you're interested. Show me. You know, I love the hunt. I love being chased. I'm not the type of woman that's going to say, hi, I'm interested. Will you fuck me? I need that play, as we can say. I love that you took the time to let her fully experience of oral. That's something I'll never forget my first time, or even when I'm with my lover, the time that he takes to slowly explore me and slowly take his time and make sure that I have at least one orgasm, you know, because I can get kind of wet, just ask him, and fully and truly explore me and my body and let me and allow me to do the same. Rushing through has its places. Absolutely. Quick fucks are the best sometimes. You need them for edging. You need them for just, you got to get somewhere, but it's really hot to fuck and leave out the door, right? Hoping you don't mess your clothes up too much. But there also is something, and I'm horrible about this, that when it comes to when I get aroused, and it frustrates me and it turns me on at the same time. I like to get to the end. I do. I like to rush, because when I'm all for slow, but then once I'm fully aroused, I'm ready just to go. And I have a type of lover that does not let me, you know, top from the bottom, which is, I'm absolutely enjoy. So I know he's listening, so I do appreciate that. And Nate, it sounds like you're that type of guy. So I am looking forward to hearing your final experience, and I have a feeling that you've taught her a few more things. I can't wait. Dear Nikki, I wanted to share this with you. My wife and I had an MMF threesome last August in our anniversary trip. My wife and I celebrated our 22nd anniversary last August. We've been together since we were 16, dated, and then got married when we were about just 18. We were both in our 40s now. My wife, Angela, is Latina, about 5'2", 120 pounds, brown eyes and long black hair, athletic build with a double D breast. I'm Andrew, mixed, Korean, Spanish, Hawaiian, 5'9", 190 pounds, also an athletic build, and a 6.5-inch uncut cock. We both enjoy being active, working out, hiking, etc. We currently live near the Gulf of Mexico, and last year, our anniversary, we decided that we're going to stay in a local, do a little staycation at the beach somewhere. My wife also wanted to do a boudoir photo shoot wherever we decided to go. My wife's in the hair and makeup industry, and she wanted to have one of those photographers that she works with take the pictures. The photographer that she wanted to use is a co-worker of hers and is also a very close friend to her. His name is Nick, and he and my wife have been working together for about 10 years now. I met him through my wife, and we've all become really close and hang out together pretty often. So when my wife mentioned the photo shoot with him, I was totally fine with it. Nick is originally from Northern Europe. He's about 5'10", blonde hair and blue eyes, and does triathlons and mud runs, so he's pretty in good shape as well. So we made plans and got everything secluded. We got a private villa for a few days, not too far from where we live, and we let Nick know about the photo shoot. He was excited to do it and said that he has done boudoir shoots in the past. We got to our villa on Thursday afternoon. It was nice and secluded and surrounded by tropical plants, so there was a lot of privacy. There was a pool, hot tub, and an outdoor shower. Nick wasn't going to be there until Friday, so that evening my wife and I just relaxed in the hot tub and had a few drinks. I noticed that my wife was very excited and talkative about the photo shoot and having Nick there with us. I didn't think much about it. It wasn't really anything out of the ordinary for us, as we vacationed with Nick before and hung out often. I wasn't too concerned about the photo shoot either, and was comfortable with him photographing Angela. As we continued to talk about the photo shoot and our trip in general, my wife began to get really horny and kept kissing me and rubbing on my cock. She also kept mentioning how she couldn't wait for tomorrow. So after what seemed like an eternity of teasing me, we finally get out of the hot tub and head inside, even though we were both really worked up. We both ended up falling asleep. The next morning, we get a text from Nick saying he'll be at our villa around 2 p.m., and he wanted to start photographing around 3 p.m. He also asked if Angela would want to do some pictures by the pool and greenery for some content on her social media. Of course, she said yes. So we began to get ready, and Angela put on a bikini and a cover-up for the photo shoot. Around 1:45, Nick shows up at the villa. We go outside to greet him, and Angela gives him a big hug and was super excited to see him. Nick and I shook hands and hugged and helped him with his bags and equipment. Once we get inside, Angela went to the bedroom to touch up her makeup, and Nick and I began to set up the photo equipment. We talked like normal, and he mentioned that he was happy that he was there and was able to take pictures. It has been something my wife wanted to do for a while, and I figured why not just do it now. As we're setting up, Angela comes out of the bedroom in a different bikini on. This one was light peach color with very tiny. She looked amazing and super sexy, and I could tell Nick was trying not to be obvious, looking at her and checking her out. It didn't bother me that he was looking at her, and it actually was kind of hot. As we were finishing setting up the equipment, my wife brings a couple of drinks over for me and Nick, and she had poured herself a glass of wine to loosen up. We head outside, and Angela and Nick begin to take pictures. It was interesting to watch him direct my wife with poses in some of the instances he had to touch her. They've always worked really well together and have been sort of flirty dynamic together. About an hour after our shooting outside the pool, it was time for the boudoir shoot. So we all went inside and Angela said she was going to change her outfit. While me and Nick waited, we poured ourselves another glass of bourbon and poured Angela another glass of wine. As we were talking, Nick apologized if he offended me for checking out Angela. I told him that I was not offended at all, and his line of work requires that sometimes, so I totally understand. Plus, I let him know that we've been good friends for 10 years, and we love him. A couple of minutes later, Angela walks into the living area wearing a small black silk robe, some thigh-high sheer stockings, and black heels. I couldn't tell what bra she had on at the moment. She looked stunning. And Nick and I both complimented her on how gorgeous she looked. Nick asked if she was ready, and she nodded. I was excited to watch the photo shoot and see how everything unfolds. Angela untied her robe and slowly took it off and placed it on the couch. She had on a black lace sheer bra that you could see her nipples through, and small black G-string that showed off her great ass. Nick immediately went to work, began instructing Angela on her poses and where to pose. As they were working, I watched and sipped on my drink. I kept thinking about how my hot wife looked and how bad I wanted to fuck her. A few of the poses Nick and had Angela do required her to bend over. You could see the G-string between her pussy lips. The photo shoot lasted a couple of hours, and Angela ended up changing her lingerie a couple of times. At the end of the shoot, she had on this lacy white sheer bra that barely covered her breast and white lacy sheer thong that matched her bra. They were both so see-through that she may as well have been naked. By the end of the photo shoot, we were all a bit tipsy. My wife put on a robe back on and went to the kitchen for another glass of wine, while Nick and I put away all the photo equipment. After we were done, Nick and I sat on the couch. Angela said that she was going to go change into something a little more comfortable, and I suggested that she come hang out since she was already dressed comfortable. I mean, what could be more comfortable than being basically naked? She was kind of hesitant, but Nick and I managed to persuade her to come sit down. She sat down between me and Nick. He was to her right, and I was on her left. Angela was curious to see how her pictures turned out, So Nick opened his laptop and began to show us the pictures he took of Angela. There must have been hundreds of pictures of her. So as Nick was scrolling, showing us the pictures, he accidentally scrolled too far, and we saw some of the other pictures he had done in the past. My wife was really interested in seeing them, so Nick showed us some of the pictures. They were some of other women, couples posing, nudes and semi-nudes. The pictures were really good and really erotic. My wife was a bit tissy and suggested that me and her take some pictures like that sometime. Nick said he'd be happy to take them whenever we wanted. I could tell that Angela was turned on, and she put her hand on my thigh and slowly began to rub my leg as she was looking at the pictures. I was really horny at this point. There was something about watching my wife being directed by another guy and seeing Nick take his pictures of Angela while she was basically naked. I kept thinking to myself, as soon as Nick leaves, I'm going to fuck the hell out of Angela. As she was scrolling through the pictures, I complimented her on how sexy she looked and mentioned to Nick that he had done an awesome job. Angela turned to me and said, "Thank you, baby," and gave me a long, slow kiss. After she kissed me, she apologized to Nick and said, "I don't mean to make you feel left out." After that, for some reason, I just blurted out, "You can't just leave him like that. Now look what you did." Nick just kind of looked over at us and Angela and said, "Okay," and leaned in and kissed Nick. I had no intentions of any of this happening. I was surprised that Angela did that, but I couldn't help but watch them make out, and I was really turned on by it. As they began to kiss and kiss on Angela's neck and rub on the inside of her thighs, she slowly opened her legs and I began to rub her clit. I could hear my wife letting out quiet moans as she kissed Nick. I began to undo her robe and caress her breasts. Her bra unclipped from the front, and so I undid her bra. She stopped kissing Nick, and she took off her robe and bra. Angela had amazing, large, puffy nipples. She undid my shorts and began to stroke my cock. Nick stood up and began to undress, and as I'm watching my wife, begins to kiss me again while stroking my cock. I lean back on the couch, kissing my wife, and I could feel Nick move closer to us. I was really in the zone making out with my wife, and then I felt Nick's mouth around my cock. I was startled, but Angela kept holding my cock and whispered in my ear, "Just relax, baby." I looked down and saw Nick on his knees, slowly sucking my cock while it was in my wife's hand. It felt so amazing that I let go and rested my head against the back of the couch. I turned to Angela and said, "I love you." And she replied, "I love you too, baby. So, so much." Then she kissed me slowly and passionately and then moved down to kiss my neck. She then moved down and began to suck my nipple. I watched her glide her tongue down from the front of my nipple to my stomach and then down to my thigh. She got down on her knees next to Nick and pulled him in for a kiss. Her and Nick began to make out, kissing deeply and passionately. I watched them as they kissed and I began to stroke my cock, which was wet with Nick's spit. Then Angela moved between my legs and I began to slowly suck my cock. Nick lay down on the floor behind Angela and slid his head between her legs so that she was sitting on his face while she sucked on my cock. Angela let out some soft moans while my cock was in her mouth. As I looked down at Angela, I couldn't help but watch Nick stroke his cock while he was eating out my wife. Nick's cock was also uncut. He's about 6.5 inches. Angela looked up at me, and she noticed I was looking over her back at Nick. She looked back to see what I was looking at and saw Nick stroking his cock. She looked back at me with a sultry grin, and then she turned around, got in the 69 position, with Nick and I began to suck his cock. To be continued. Andrew. This actually was one full story, and so the "to be continued" is actually from Darcy. He had found a good break in it. It's quite a lengthy confession from what Darcy said, so instead of giving it to all in one batch, he wanted to give you two different stories, and I actually liked the ones he picked out for this week. So, continuation next week. That being said, this was hot. My photo shoot was done by a woman. I found her very relaxing. There was no, at least I didn't perceive it, and I am a total dork when it comes to feeling out things. So, but this, absolutely, I would do this with a, you know, if the scene was right. I mean, I wouldn't seek it out, but if it naturally happened, absolutely, I would go with the flow. If you and your wife went on vacation with even an amateur photographer or even just someone, and you got a little tipsy and things kind of got handsy and they joined in, or maybe it wasn't your wife, maybe it was just somebody you're with, whatever the dynamic may be, would you let the third jump in? Would you let the third take a dive? Enjoy temptation? Let it happen naturally? Very curious to see what happens next week, aren't you guys? But I'm here to say that if it naturally happened, absolutely. Because planning a threesome, not as fun as naturally. But then again, I've never had a threesome that you know of. I think this is a perfect place to stop for today. I want to thank you again for being patient with me. Don't forget, go check out The Sinful Ladies and Kinky Frame of Mind. Laura from Sinful Ladies and Dawn from Kinky Frame of Mind put on amazing parties just for people just like us that were just looking to let our hair down. Some amazing people there. I wouldn't trade that weekend for any other. I haven't been to a really bad party yet. I will be honest and tell you if I have. Were there elements of different parties that I liked more than this one? Yeah, sure. But that's anything in life. You're nothing's going to ever be 100% perfect, right? But I did like this one. I really did. And I hope you check them out. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we, you know, go to a party? Maybe we can share a room with somebody and fuck while they fuck. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.